Tail Ring, live with us here on Out of the Woods. As promised, Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo are here.
Hey, John.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, that one is Yarrow. Is it? That's one of your original tunes?
No, that's actually a traditional Scottish ballad.
Okay.
Yeah, I found that one out of the Child collection, Francis James Child, English musicologist.
Very nice. And,
yeah, thanks.
But that's your own arrangement of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. You guys are passing through the state of New Hampshire and heading up to Sandwich. You have a show up there well before folks will be hearing this, but perpetually touring, are you? Always rolling down the road?
Maybe not perpetually. a good amount of the time we are. And when we're not traveling in the Midwest or the Northeast or the Southeast, or either, you know, in Kalamazoo working on whatever's coming up next, or recently we've done a few international tours, this year specifically in Sweden quite a bit, because I had a project with a Swedish friend studying some instrumental music over there.
Oh, very good. I've had nothing but Swedish stuff in the studio this year.
Must be a craze.
I had a Swede in here
all the rage.
A week ago, and then I had Keyless and Cloud, and I had a Swede there. They're everywhere, my goodness. But yeah. All right, well, maybe we can get you to play another one.
Sure.
What's your pick, Michael?
You'll
play Ghost Whispers or something?
Sure, we can play this tune that we wrote called The Ghost Whispers.
When I sleep, a ghost whispers. When I eat, a ghost hungers. When I need, a ghost wonders. What it's like to be fed on the past for a body. The dreams that don't last. When I need a note lingers, it plays across my fingers. The hollow man's craft.
Tail Ring, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Michael Beauchamp singing that one for you. And one of the original tunes, where did that one come from in your mind?
Well, I guess one of the places it came from is that we have this old Olympiette typewriter. I guess we don't exactly know how old it is, but any typewriter in this day and age is by design old. But this one definitely has seen its fair share of use. I think we bought it up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And anyway, it's just kind of, I use it as a writing tool because it kind of just takes me to places that are hard to come by, I think, in this era of hyper connectivity. It's really nice to be kind of attached to something like the typewriter, where you can't look anything up and you can't check any website, anything like that. So I think the kind of seclusion helps me to just kind of explore different themes and different ideas.
I don't work on that as much as you do for writing, but I find that just the physical limitation of it causes you to think a lot slower than you do on a computer keyboard or even writing by hand. And that kind of changes the rhythm of my words a bit.
Yeah, because you can't type as quickly. on that as you can on a normal computer keyboard. And
I think it's a useful tool.
It's kind of a pain because part of it is broken, so you can't just, when you get to the end of a ribbon, you have to manually rewind it. You can't just like flip a switch and have it go back the other way.
Right, yeah. You got to choose your words carefully. You can't just backspace. You got to get out the little bottle, white
yeah.
out. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or there's lots of X's, actually, lots of really bold X's. But yeah, so the song is just an exploration in into memory and into kind of physical memory and just how it never goes away. Just certain things just never seem to dissipate, no matter how many years you live or how many different things you do with your time and all that, just kind of sticks around.
Very cool. Now, you guys are both from Michigan, born and raised, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, really different parts. Laurel is from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
She's a Youper.
Exactly, she's a Youper, yeah. And I have Youper ties, but I'm officially from where we live now in Kalamazoo, which is in the extreme other end of Michigan in the southwest corner of the Lower Peninsula.
Michael's Youper ties are mostly just that he has a French-Canadian last name, and there seems to be a great stronghold of that in the UP. That's where my last name comes from, too, Primo.
Yeah, Primo, is that, I saw that, is it a French name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, both Michael and my ancestors settled in the Upper Peninsula after coming down from Quebec, I think.
Very cool. Well, I actually have a friend who's a Youper who sends greetings from Negaunee.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, yeah.
Although she lives here now. But anyway, she's one of my coworkers. But.
That's really nice. We met someone the other night at in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who had grown up in Gladstone, and there's just something about I don't know. There's just some connecting tie that makes you feel pretty comfortable around people who were raised in the same area as you were. I'm not sure what that is, but
sure.
Some small cultural delicacies that make you feel a little bit of an instant kinship.
Pasties.
Pasties. I think it's the pasty vitamins.
Yeah, pasties, fudge, snowmobiling. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that bind us together.
That's funny. Yeah, I know some other folks who are not from there who really love to go there to tour.
Mm-hmm.
They just love the area.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I always hope that it makes a good impression on people, you know.
Yeah, we want people to like it, but at the same time, we don't really want the UP to change too much.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we don't really want that many people to live there, certainly, or go there all that much, because that's
Cause it's really nice how it is right now.
Yeah, sure. That's yeah. kind of part of the charm, is that there's really not that many people who are there, so you can just enjoy the wilderness.
I wrote this this one tune that we could play for you, kind of about some childhood memories up there. The environment is pretty similar to what you have here. Maybe a few more rolling hills. You know, we don't have mountains there, but a lot of glacially carved moraine is what we call it. And I wrote this tune called Visiting, kind of thinking back about time growing up there, playing a lot of music with my brother, and longing for that same warm home space that just changes over time when the wonderful people who made it special have left the place now.
Sounds good. And we're going for some picking devices over here. Got the thumb pick coming out.
Yeah, I mostly play clawhammer, but this one felt appropriate to add a little bit more blues feel on with my banjo technique here.
I also detect a bit of the classic Youper accent. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you are correct there. You can't wash that out.
Well.
Nor would I try if someone asked me to.
You're listening to Red Tail Ring. You're on Out of the Woods. Thank you.
bright skies, blinding, pulling every space. Snow washes off all the cities from my face. I'm running back home to watch the aspen shake. Outside I'm laughing, inside I ache.
Tail Ring, once again for you here live in our studio here on Out of the Woods. Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo. And what do you call that one again?
I think I just call that one Visiting.
Visiting.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Like it a lot. Very nice.
Thanks, John.
So do you do any cover tunes by Die Upers? Or
I do not. But one group whose voice does ring in my head when I think about the Upper Peninsula and festivals up there, was this group called Conga Semene, which is these Finnish reggae boys. And, oh man, it's really good stuff. So they're singing kind of reggae jams, but in Finnish.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So I think about covering that once in a while, just for sound checks and stuff like that.
Excellent. Now, you have a bit of a background in Finnish music too, right?
A little one, yep. Yeah. I spent some time over there in college to study some of their folk music and folk dance, and that was really nourishing to kind of my own fiddle journey here in America, even.
Right, yeah. And for folks who are not familiar with the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, Finnish culture is huge up there.
It's really strong up there.
Yeah.
I grew up taking saunas, even though we don't have Finnish blood. So that's a big part of my life. Very just cool. Adopted style. Yeah.
Very nice. Speaking of festivals and things, do you guys have any big things coming up this summer that you want to tell the folks about? Do you have any festivals coming up? Or
we're taking a little bit of time off in the summer for the first time in 8 years. And kind of taking downtime for writing stuff at home and preparing for the next adventure.
That's always important. Yeah. You gotta decompress and reset the brain. And Now, you guys have been together since, what, 2009, I think I saw?
Yeah. 2009 is when we started playing music together. Yeah, at first we were just kind of, Laurel and I both had individual projects that we were working on. We were both writing songs, and we didn't have an outlet to play traditional music at all. And so when we met and realized that we were both really enthusiastic about digging into old music as well as writing new music, that was just like a light bulb went on. It was amazing. So then, ever since then, 2009, we've been performing exclusively as a duo, and it's been great.
Yeah, you guys are definitely a musical lid for pot, from what I'm hearing on this end. But great stuff. You want to play another one for us?
Sure.
Sure. How about I'll get out my fiddle for something.
Yeah, I was thinking about fiddle too.
You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. Red Tail Rings here with us live. Very excited. I've been following along with what they've been doing for a few years now.
We'll try out next the title track from our most recent CD that came out this fall. It's called Fall Away Blues.
Thank you.
Red Tail Ring. And the title track, that's from their latest, most recent one, which is, what, about a year old now, probably?
Not quite. It came out in the fall.
In the fall, yeah. Okay.
So
I feel like I've had it for a long time. I fall in love with these things. Definitely.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out in the fall, and we were able to share our hometown Kalamazoo CD release concert with a dear mentor of ours named Joel Mabus, who's a great songwriter, and he taught Laurel how to play banjo when she was a teenager, and I've taken guitar lessons from him over the years, and so it was a really joyous happening, and we worked on the new album Fallaway Blues for, it seemed like quite a long time, maybe longer than we've ever worked on an album in a way, just in terms of gathering the material and revising and writing together in some parts. Because we record our albums primarily live, and everything is kind of in the moment, I guess you could say. It doesn't take us that long to record, but getting to the moment where we record for this one was a real labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been really kind of cathartic to travel around and share this music with people. It seems like the message of, like, kind of soothing hard times and finding strength deep within yourself is kind of resonated with lots of folks.
Very good. Red Tail Ring, folks. Well, I think we should probably take a quick break here and get in our station identification, and you guys can reset and do whatever you need to do. Folks, we'll be right back in just a moment with Red Tail Ring.